I'm about to have a buzz on the talk your favorite show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you all better meet your top bitch over here, because I got them coolest Hummels you could possibly imagine. We are back for South Park Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. Where my song at? There we go. There we go. Top bitch requesting a song. You make that happen.
Top bitch music for the top bitch here.
That's right. I was such a top bitch, I was like, don't do an episode next week because I'm out of town.
That's right. Everybody had to
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, we had to reorganize.
We sat in the studio for a week waiting for you to come back.
That's
and
right.
If you want to leave the studio, be like, nope, you got to wait for top bitch. But top bitch is here now.
That's right. We're, of course, reviewing Hummels and Heroin with Christian Blatt.
You can find me at ChristianDMZ.
Steph Sabra.
What up? You can find me at Steph Sabra.
And we sacrificed Stephen Lemieux.
Yeah, he's gone.
He said that Christian Blatt was dead. Well, guess what? We killed him, and now Christian's back. See how that works? All right. Let's talk about this episode. It
Please,
was...
Yes.
First off, let's grade it. You okay. liked it overall, so yeah. why don't we start with you?
I'll give it an A-. Like I was telling Phil, I liked the episode. I thought it was funny. I thought there was parts that could have been a little bit stronger. But overall, I thought the whole old person home and dealing with the grandpa and the top witch was fabulous. So I did like that part. And the loose farts.
Yeah, I was going to say the loose farts, Mrs. McGillicuddy's pee stains, just some of the consistent old people humor. Yeah, that bumped it up. I would say it's probably B+ for me because it was like good, but there wasn't anything exceptional, really. Mm-hmm. But just some really funny moments. And if you can see Chuck E. Cheese OD in a cartoon, it's probably going to be a good one.
Yeah, I overall enjoyed it. I like the attempt at trying to be standalone. Wasn't the greatest episode. I'll give it a B.
All right.
B.
We're all in the same range.
Yeah, you know.
This episode's going to get into a good college.
Absolutely. I did applaud it for, I think musically, this season has been
There's
the strongest.
So many songs in this one, yeah.
Yes, I do love that. I was telling them I love that song. I hate the original rapper, but I do love the remix.
Yeah, you're talking about Stitches?
Stitches.
Yeah, if you guys want to look up a crazy rapper with some bad tattoos, Stitches did
Horrible
that song.
Tattoos.
Was it the Brick in the Face song?
Yeah, Brick in Your Face.
Brick in Your Face, my apologies.
Classic American song.
Absolutely. All right, and also later in tonight's episode, we're going to do a kind of a fun review of The Fractured Butthole.
Mm. I'm excited to hear about that because I have not had a chance to sit down with it. So.
Feel free to borrow the PS4 and you can play.
We're going to put it in that trailer and I'm just going to stay here all weekend.
Indeed. But let's start with overall. Here's the kind of thing. When I was watching it, because South Park is so on the nose about current events, I was like, okay, well, how does this fully tie into it? And I didn't really get it apart from, you know, they just picked the topic and went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate that. I don't know if there's a drug problem in America.
There is. I mean,
there are a lot of drug problems in America, but all of a sudden the opioid crisis has been put to the forefront because it affects white people. So all of a sudden
yes,
it's a crisis,
important.
You know, some of the other, you know, the other problems aren't as serious, but the opioid crisis, you know, that's going to, you know, people that look like us might be affected by it. So all of a sudden we care. So, and I think that's kind of a funny thing to focus on. You
yeah.
know, it's the opioid crisis.
I think
on
it's
South
two
Park.
Issues. One is more, a little more relevant, even though some people might not know it. And then the other is that there is a mistreatment of elderly people, apparently,
yeah.
that I didn't have any idea about, but this episode did make me research it. So I'm sorry, old people, we failed you.
I think that's been a joke for the longest time, you know, and I don't necessarily, you know, to the kernel of truth, like how far it extends, you know, obviously I don't fully know, but even dating back to like Happy Madison,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Is that, like, that's the one with Ben Stiller is the guy at the old folks home. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. That's what I was just trying to remember what movie that was. Yeah. And yeah, so it's been a while. I mean, this elder abuse. And I think the way to address a problem is with humor. You're not making fun of the fact that it's a problem, but you're portraying it in a very funny way, like this whole organized crime and the top bitches and everything. And it inspired Steph to do some research on it. So you see, it's like just by making jokes about a situation, you can actually have people like, oh, that's really terrible. So I think that it's a nice touch.
But I do think, you know, I think a lot of people do take the stance of Randy, where it's like, it's just like, I'm doing enough. I'm paying for this goddamn thing. Like, be okay?
By sending my dad there and paying for it, like, I've done my part. I don't want to actually go there. And good for Stan that Stan actually would go and actually visit his grandpa, you know.
That scene was funny.
When
she came in and he was like, we're never coming here again. Yeah, she totally, like, gas masked them in her loose farts.
And I was excited to see Grandpa again, by the way. Stan's grandpa, who I don't know last time we saw him. It had been a while. But, I mean, the nice callback that he still calls him Billy, you know. I mean, it's like that... That sort of thing rewards people that have been watching the show for 21 seasons. So I thought it was great.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those you either get it or you're watching and you're like, wait, he's called Stan.
Yeah, it's like, is it Stan? Why is he calling him Billy? But yeah,
that would I'd be curious to hear about that perspective. So if you watching happen to have that perspective, by all means, type "fuck you" in the comment section and then explain why.
And fuck you, Steven, even though you're not here.
That's right. Just because you're dead is no excuse. You're still getting fucked. Oh, man. We joke. Well, it actually kind of ties in because God knows if he goes to the coroner's office and he has a Hummel in his anal cavity.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
No, that's true.
That would rest
That'd
in peace.
That would be a commitment to the show.
In my notes from the episode, there was a great line from Cartman that stands out that sort of, I think, summarizes the whole old people experience and the way that younger people look at them. Cartman says about Grandpa, he's old. He's supposed to be miserable, you know, and it's just sort of like, yeah, whatever, you know, and I think that's the funny but sad part is like that's probably exactly how people think about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, things are terrible when you're old and, you know, at least they have Hummels.
But that's the irony. Like, if you think, like, you know, you're supposed to get to this age of retirement and just live happily ever after.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, retirement and just do whatever the hell you want. If all you're doing is Hummels, yeah, that's a pretty miserable way to live. Where was it? One of the things, so they got Josh Gad to play the role of Marcus.
That was him?
That was...
And...
Oh, my God, you guys, I am mind blown. Right,
did we know Marcus crazy. From other episodes, or was this the first time we met him? I wasn't sure about that, actually.
To my knowledge, it was the first time.
Yeah, I didn't remember him, but it was like he was such a part of the episode. I'm like, did I just not remember seeing this guy before?
He was phenomenal in the episode, but I was clouded by the loose farts. So but
Stephanie,
his whole
you called it out.
I know, you guys, I did say he looks exactly like what Josh Gad would look like in a South Park character, and then it was him, so I'm really impressed with myself.
Impressed by your research. So you know.
Okay, but I would have researched more into it, but I thought it was just
you didn't
one
have a
of
whole
them. They
to
do
research?
All the voices themselves.
I mean, we've been trapped in the studio for a week.
Without tablets, without phones, without computers.
I didn't have Wi-Fi for a week. Sorry, Phil. All
right.
That's top.
How did you watch porn?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to the elderly home.
That's a tie back to our favorite Randy Marsh episodes. For those of you wondering, I'm not just always thinking about porn.
Since you brought up Marcus, I do want to talk about sort of one of those moments that it's just so unnecessary but so funny in the course of the episode is we're having some of the familiar cartoon characters OD, and it's Peppa Pig, and then he just goes into this overly dramatic, like, Yentl parody, and he's like, Peppa, can you hear me? And I was just like, oh, it's so long to go for a joke, but... Thank you for going that far for the joke because it was so funny. The cartoon characters ODing was probably my favorite thing in the episode.
That was a really funny scene.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, here's like what I question. We're old enough, I guess, to know these characters, but like someone younger, who the hell's Chuck E. Cheese? Like, do kids really go to Chuck E. Cheese?
I mean, they're still open.
Which is surprising.
That they're still open.
Yeah.
Well,
It's the worst pizza.
Okay, you're not
mediocre games.
Yikes, somebody have a miserable childhood?
Yeah, when I went, I remember thinking, I'm not impressed.
I feel like Dave and Buster's is blowing them out of the water.
Yeah.
I think she's a Shakey's girl.
Yeah, I think Anthony's right that she's a Shakey's girl. Well, Steph, you're off the invite list from the birthday party.
Dang it.
And I'm on it now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. And Anthony takes your spot.
Thank you, Seth.
You're welcome.
But I know what the point you're making, Phil, is I don't even know. I mean, because some of these characters, you know, are made up, you know, so I think
Swiper for sure, the newer age kids would know.
Is Swiper the Fox a real character?
Yeah, from Dora the Explorer.
All right. I mean,
Swiper. The new age kids.
No, Swiper.
I mean,
yes, thank you.
How the hell am I supposed to know that? I don't watch
Dora the Explorer is perhaps one of the most iconic new age cartoons for children.
I mean,
okay, am I a child?
Are you in the industry?
The child industry?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't. Will that be associated with the child industry?
I'm going to get quoted wrong.
I have a 2-year-old and he only really likes Daniel Tiger. So I don't know the Dora world just yet.
You're
so
lost.
Well, I guess so. I honestly thought Swiper the Fox was a made up character. Mm-mm. So I sit here corrected. But see, that's the point. It doesn't matter if you know who Swiper the Fox is. It was a really funny name in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of all I cared about.
I did like the ultimate takeaway that in terms of the drug problem, like where we look towards
yes,
the drugs.
Yes, I wrote down that quote.
You know, here's the thing. I actually don't mind the continued episodic theme. And I wouldn't have mind like an actual more in-depth version of like, okay, let's go get the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
I mean, I guess you sort of leave it with the open-ended, you know, we see Marcus infiltrating the convention.
Yeah.
And you just sort of figure what happens. But yeah, I mean, we could have picked up on that. Who knows? Maybe we'll see more of it at some point. But you're right. There was definitely more to tell to this story. But I think Trey and Matt feel a lot of the times it's best to get out a little early instead of like, let's drag it out for a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I do miss is member berries.
Yeah.
Member berries?
The most unsolved case ever.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? It's just because it's unsolved doesn't mean it won't be solved. It's just not solved yet.
We need the Hardy brothers.
Yeah. Let me call out my other favorite thing in the episode, if you don't mind, which was Cartman and the Barbershop Quartet, which singing, I'm using air quotes for those not watching on YouTube, old people music, Insane in the Membrane, Milkshake, Rape Me by Nirvana, that Spin Doctor song, you know the one I mean, and When I Come Around by Green Day. And I love that that was old people music. You know, half of those songs which have come out since the start of South Park
was
old people music.
Absolutely, a.k.a. I'm probably old.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was old, so it's fine. I'm closer to living at Stan's grandpa's retirement home than I am to having been in college, so it's fine.
See, what's interesting, when I started South Park, we were the kids, just like them, waiting at the bus stop talking about South Park.
Yeah, but I'm Randy now. I'm definitely Randy now.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so Randy.
I'm so Randy. I don't want to, you know, get too far into the future, but something about Jack and Crack seems really appealing. But
You dress up as a witch, my life would be made. But
all
you
right.
have to wear the little kitten heels.
Well, I have them, so it'll be fine.
Okay.
You know, if only we weren't doing another show before Halloween, you know, I could come dressed as a witch. But sorry to let you down, Steph.
All right, well, let's without further ado get into the Fractured Butthole. Let's talk about that one. You guys haven't had a chance to play, but I sent you a couple of articles, I found very interesting. The fact that that Trey was in the hospital. And they were a couple of weeks out from having the game finished. He was like, hey, I got to do this. And he legitimately just left the hospital to do some voiceover work. They're like, this probably isn't recommended. He's like, nope, the game comes first.
I love that. I love that dedication.
Yeah. I also like the article you sent us about how you can't cheat. Cheat code. Have you played? Do you know if they do the Tom Brady thing with the?
Because that's hilarious. I did. So at the beginning of the game, there's a code you have to get. This isn't really spoiler filled at all. It's the code to get into Cartman's basement is "fuck you, mom," but you can't put you can't just punch it in because you have to first discover. Otherwise, you get Cartman as Tom Brady telling you you cheated.
Yeah, I love that.
It's hilarious.
What I love about so with this one, they've kind of created a dichotomy. I'm getting the two confused in terms of which one likes which, but one loves to just explore. And they're like, well, there's nothing down there. He's like, yeah, but let me find out that there's nothing down there. And he just kind of loves the exploration versus, again, I'm getting them mixed
right.
up.
But between Trey and Matt, though, they have the very different outlooks on things. And yeah. I think that's why they work together so well. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as games. And the other one just loves story. So yeah. I'm kind of more in the camp where I like story. So when it comes to me, like, I appreciate and I love the game. But for someone that doesn't quite as much time, it's I want to kind of get to the storyline. Maybe that's just because like I want to, it really does feel like an amazing episode of South Park, and so I'm kind of still torn with it. Like, is me playing it good or do I just want to watch
the story? Yeah.
So I don't know. In fact, by the way, so my character is called Douchebag, which is everyone's character is, because that's what the name Cartman gives him.
Perfect.
I didn't play too much. I played a couple hours worth. My backstory is that I got my superpowers in an unfortunate incident where my dad fucked my mom. Very unfortunate. Cartman loves to make fun of me for it.
Yeah,
it's like, dude.
So you get to pick out your own outfit and design yourself, though, right?
Yeah, you can be a guy, you can be a girl, and you can basically create how you look entirely, and it's great.
Will you be able to show us your character?
I can. I'm very standard. It's
standard Phil.
Like, basically, that's me. We have a picture of it. I'll post it. We'll post it on. I'll post it on my Instagram if you guys want to repost.
And where do people find your Instagram, Phil?
Phil Svitek.
All right.
Woo!
There you go. What? But we do have – so I also – I played in front of my friends. And so if you're not going to take my word on how great this game is, Alina Vision. Phil, I think this game is amazing, but it looks like I would have a lot more fun if I was playing it. I'm paraphrasing. Daryl Kristen. What the fuck is this? Are you watching South Park?
So I clearly, like that.
So in terms of the quality of the graphics, it looks like the game.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What's fun is, you know, even like the Stick of Truth is actually getting the actual geographical layout of the town. Because obviously when you're watching the episode, you're kind of in portions and you kind of get bits and pieces. But seeing an actual map laid out, like, oh, that's South Park. And it's cool being able to actually explore those parts. So
as your own character. Yes. That is cool. I'm really bad at games, or else I would have jumped right in on this.
They give you great tips. So one of the tips is, if you suck at this game, just get better.
Oh, awesome. Well, there you go. That's what every aspiring gamer wants to hear.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Exactly. So, hey, words of wisdom to live
just
by.
Just spend more time playing the game. You'll get better.
Also, you shouldn't fall. If, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but if you make your character black, then you play the game on a harder difficulty.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. Seriously,
yeah. If you make your game character black. That's some realistic. Yeah, you have a harder time playing the game.
Wow.
Can you be a gay... I know the answer to this. You can't be a gay character, but that would be hilarious.
You should be able to be, like, Mrs. Garrison or something, you know, from earlier in the show. But
so you would have life ultra easy?
I don't think life was very easy. I'd actually like to be Mr. Slave if I get to pick people, but oh well.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, you're the new kid. Which
all
is,
right. That's fine. Can I be Pip?
You could be, maybe. You could try to. Here's what I didn't fully love is that I was all excited because I didn't love the episode franchise prequel, but at least I was like, okay, now this sets us up for the video game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was kind of tangential, not fully tied in. And so we could do a better job of connecting the two.
So playing the game didn't make you like the episode better, but it could have worked that way, and that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Is that your only con of the game so far?
Overall, I mean, again, my con is that I just don't have the full time to really dedicate to it. Like, you know, battles for me take about 5 minutes, and, you know, I want to get my characters good and stuff like that. But truthfully, I just want to kind of walk through the storyline.
Well, then just get better.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Just get better. Alrighty, so that's our review of The Fractured Butthole. If you like South Park, if you like video games, then you'll love this one.
Wait, guys, real quick.
Yeah.
If you look at the screen, so I found this article that, so the difficulty bar is determined whether you want it. Easy is like white, and then very difficult is black.
Wow.
Wow is right.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
I'm very impressed that they actually put that in a game in 2017. You know, when South Park started, it wouldn't have been so surprising. But today, good for them that they feel like they can get away with that.
I don't know if this is any indication of how better the game is or is not, but the Stick of Truth is about 3 gigs on PS4. The Fractured Butthole is 22 gigs.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's, you know, if that's any indication.
That's definitely denser.
Yeah, definitely like that. Mm.
So, but don't take my word for it. Listen to Alina and Daryl.
Yes.
My two friends. All right. That about does it, unless you guys have any other stray observations about the episode.
No, I think we really, the idea that Hummels factored so heavily into the episode is just so preposterous.
Yeah.
And when I saw the title of the episode, I kind of forgot what Hummels were at first. And then those things. Yeah.
Did not know.
Well,
I didn't have a clue.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of Hummel figurines, and I knew old people liked them. I just didn't realize that they liked them this much.
Yes, neither did I.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag truth!
All right, guys. That wraps it up for us. Thank you guys for watching us. Leave us a hateful comment with the reason why you hate us.
Make sure you leave a thumbs down on the episode, please. Just tell us why.
But an upside down thumbs down.
Yeah, upside down thumbs down, exactly.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll be talking about, of course, the new episodes as they come up. And we've got a lot of fun stuff going on. Thank you, as always. In the meantime, we're going to be...
You can find me at ChristianDMZ.
You can find me at Steph Sabra.
And follow us here at AfterBuzzTV. Phil Svitek for me. Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Thank you guys as always. We'll see you next time for another episode of South Park.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Shake that ass to do something, huh?